with me. Yeah, that's better, I'm on now. This feels really rude having my back to you. I'm so sorry. Hello. Nice to meet you. I love to light candles. In fact, I'm going to light these candles now, okay, because I can't resist it. Just to sort of say, I don't know, I mean, this is an Advent candle. This isn't in my preach, I just thought I'd tell you this, which we light every week. Someone was actually asking today, actually, about kind of why we light them and what they are. The candles represent different things. In some churches, they're different colours, it's fine. The first one was for the patriarchs, which is, well, I like to call it the old men of the Old Testament, basically, and the old, you know, guys, anyway. So it represents them. So your Moseses and your Abrahams and people like that. Oh, there we go. See if I can do this. The second one's the prophets. So those guys that kind of knew Jesus was coming and told everyone and nobody listened to them. You know them ones, right? And the third one we lit today, which is John the Baptist, who said, hey, Jesus is here. Come on, get with the program, guys. And the next one we will light next Sunday will be for Mary, who had something to do with the birth of Jesus. And the center one, of course, is representing Jesus has born. So just so you know what they are, it's great, isn't it? See me burn myself now. Can I do this? We seem to have troubles with this, don't we, David? I heard, yeah. There we go. So I'm going to light this because that's where we're up to, number three. I don't know about you, but I really love candles. I've got a thing about candles. And I think about Jesus being the light. I love that kind of vision of him being the light of the world. So I thought I'd really like to talk to you about that today. There's something, isn't there, amazing. I don't know about you, but I think there's something amazing about a moving flame. When I've lit a candle, I just like to watch the moving flame. There's something alive about it, isn't there? There's life in a moving flame. It's an amazing thing. I have to say, when I was a little girl, this is not very good on me, really, but my brother, because I don't know about you, but many of you have brothers, my brother had a real thing about lighting fires in inappropriate places, is the only way I can put it. And he really liked flames. And I can recall how he would go down with his friend to the bottom of the garden. And we lived in Manor Road, London Coney, if anyone knows it there, and they had huge gardens. And he used to go to the bottom of the road. And he would hide somewhere and light a fire, him and his friends. And then you'd see the smoke puffing up. Of course, me being dutiful daughter and good sister, felt it was my duty to keep my brother on the straight and narrow. So I would, of course, run to the house and report him to my mother, which is the only right thing to do, isn't it, really, at the end of the day. She, of course, then would panic. And I could guarantee he would be suitably punished. And I felt quite good about this. I do repent of this, by the way. It's not a good thing. But he was punished because, actually, my mum thought it was incredibly dangerous that there was a lit fire somewhere and something was going on that shouldn't happen there. And as most of us know, isn't it true that we have to respect a flame? You respect, don't you, a lit flame. You have to. You can easily get burnt or it can get out of control. Here we have Jesus. Jesus here is described as the light of the world. The light of the world. That's what we're here for today. That's what we're about, isn't it? Talking about Jesus, the light of the world. So as well as a flame being something that spreads and can burn, it's something that helps us to see in the dark. We couldn't see without light, could we? We live in a world where the things around us, I don't know about you, but I look around me and think it makes me feel quite dark at times. Look at wars, the poverty, the loss of hope, homelessness, all the stuff we're battling all the time. And yet the point is, we have a message of hope. Is it not true that when light enters a dark room, suddenly everything is exposed? You put a light on in a room, you see the lot, don't you? We can see everything in the room. Nothing is hidden. All the corners can be seen. Isn't light an amazing thing? Jesus is the light. If we allow him to live in our lives, he helps us to stop hiding. He helps us to deal with everything that we are carrying. He exposes the things that need exposing. But the point is, he helps us to carry those things. Everything we find difficult, our sorrow, our hurt, our pride, our lack of worth. How many people feel they're not worth God's love today? Jesus deals with it. Jesus will come, he will burn away the bad things that are in us, the bad things that we struggle with, and he helps us to see things in a new way, a brand new way. You may not feel you are good enough, but let me tell you, God loves you. He really loves you. He says you are worth it. You are good enough to know him. And you can be loved by him. You are loved by him. Before you even accept him into your heart, you are loved by Jesus. He came to change our world, to change our lives. And that is the message of Christmas. That is the message of Christmas. It's hope, the light in the darkness. See, Jesus is God coming to earth as the only Son, and he is the only one who can bridge the gap between you and God, the only one who can bring real hope, a hope that lasts forever and ever and ever. And no one is too far away not to be embraced by this amazing God who loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Why? Because he had to send the best to get the rest. Is it not true? He sent the best. He loved us so much, he gave his best for us. If we believe, if we allow Jesus into our lives, then we will know hope in the darkness. And we can be certain of eternal life. And not only that, we can have a life today with Jesus in it and hope in a way that we've never had hope before. When we believe, we are lifted up and his Spirit helps us to become light in the world. And that means we live in truth. Jesus is truth, he's light. So let me say that nothing you carry today cannot be given to him. He will help us, and he does help us, to live a new way. And I don't know about you, but when I'm hiding something, it's really exhausting, isn't it? Don't worry, I don't hide loads of stuff. I'm like, I'm in book. But when I am, it's really, really tough. It's exhausting. And it kind of corrupts your thinking, don't you? You're thinking, actually, I shouldn't have nicked that sweet. I'm going to have to, you know, actually tell someone about it. But something like that, you know, it kind of messes with your brain. It's when we open up, it's when we share the darkness with God that he can deal with it. It's then when it loses its power, actually. As soon as you expose something, it loses its power. It's then that we become people who change our world. Knowing Jesus is the way to having that relationship with God. And you know, it's the best thing you will ever, ever experience. Relationship with Jesus. This Christmas, open your hearts to the best thing, and that's Jesus. So I'm just going to end here with a prayer. Maybe as I say it at the end, we could all say amen again if you agree. If you don't have to, no pressure. Let's just pray. Jesus, thank you. You were born. The best was sent for us. God gave his best. Thank you, Lord, that you gave your best. Thank you, Lord, that we can get to know you more this Christmas. Help us to be open to all that you offer. Help us to be open to discovering you as the light of the world. Help us to know you came because you love us. Amen.